Sorry.
Well, that's 15 seconds of the show used up already, isn't it? Result. Howdy ho! This is IT Stuff. We are here to tell you that Christmas is over. Yeah! Happy New Year. As Huawei tweeted, their PR agency tweeted it out from iPhones.
Well, you can't expect the PR people not to use iPhones.
Well, exactly. Yeah, but and what happened next?
I don't know what happened.
What happened next?
The Huawei employees that had set on the PR company got demoted and got their pay docked. Happy New Year.
Oh no! Are you sure it wasn't satire?
No.
That's the danger of iPhone usage.
Did someone hack their signature? Signature hacked.
Worked for George Galloway, didn't it? Mm. Oh, there you go. Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. And with me, as usual, are Chris and she.
Hello.
Hello.
You guys sure smell nice.
Oh, thank you. We had a shower.
Well, folks, we normally start with Don't Be Evil Google, but they've let us down.
What, by not being evil?
By not being evil.
By not being evil.
I think it's the New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Not going to last.
Everyone's on holiday, that's what it is. It's really hard to be evil when you're not at work.
When you're not at work, yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, so do we have an emergency backup? Evil?
Evil. Maybe, I don't know, the lizard company?
Oh, yeah, let's go for it. Facebook, yeah! So, first up, a bug in their photo sharing code has exposed the unshared photos of up to 6.8 million punters.
Wow.
Back in September for like 12 days or something, any unshared photos that you uploaded were shared.
Wow.
That's not bad, is it?
That's amazing.
Well, if you didn't want to share it, you shouldn't upload it, should you? I mean, well, that's how it used to work,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah.
Was it just a flag that someone just commented out? Was that it?
You know what it's like with bugs, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the scary thing is that their stuff is so complicated that one tiny little bug
cascade failure.
Splurge, you know? The official comment was... Are you ready?
Ready.
We're sorry this happened.
Do you think they are?
Wait.
Well, I don't know. Official comment? Not true.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
It's very succinct.
Well, and a whole blog post that was like 4 months late.
But at least it's not, you know, Instagram. They're not deleting them or anything. I mean, you know, I'd rather they shared me photos than deleted them.
That's true.
Steady. We'll get onto Instagram later.
Oh.
Do we want to do Instagram now?
Go on, then.
How was the horizontal scrolling for you?
Horizontal scrolling?
Oh, we don't use that sort of thing anymore. No. So we don't
was
know.
It the app or the website?
Yeah, it was the app, I think. Oh. They didn't you hear about that fuss?
No.
No, well, it was just in the middle of Christmas, wasn't it? It's not as if...
Was it for another 12 days or a few hours?
It was... Yeah, you've got it, actually. It was just a few hours.
That's why.
Users were so vehemently in hate with it that they pretended... They took it down within 12 hours and pretended it was just some, like, beta test that had got rolled out to everybody instead of just a few A-B testing users.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did someone change from a display inline block to a display list?
Possibly as simple as that
flats.
For a liner. Yeah.
You know why they're so angry, users? Because of the way it's laid out. Some users and companies, huge companies, make sure the pictures line up to make a bigger picture. So if you make that into a horizontal, it just, well, it changes everything.
That's cheating, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if you're like a graphics design department with a huge budget
that
and
you
want to advertise, that's the way to get the attention.
Pretty much, yeah.
Charming. On the subject of advertising, WhatsApp are going to be splurging adverts at everybody.
Oh, no.
Fairly shortly.
Really?
album, and the Tumblr porn ban has come and gone.
Come and gone?
Well, yeah, I mean, like...
It's
come and stayed. It hasn't changed my lifestyle, but I'm sure there are some really, really bored people out there now.
Yes, apparently the I saw
for the first time in years.
Saw lots of comments from the users saying that the stuff that they're supposed to ban is still up.
Oh,
and lots of artists and models are being banned instead. Oh, so
right,
not yeah.
Lots of false positives.
Really. Lots of false positives. Yes, lots of carrots are now in jail.
Oh dear. Ah, your carrot has been banned. I used to have a dangly carrot in my Ford Fiesta in the window. When somebody nicked the Ford Fiesta, they dumped the Fiesta and took the carrot.
Oh, well, I thought it'd be the other way around.
No. They dumped the...
So it's just, finally, they actually got the bait. You know, you have always a dangling the carrot. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, no. Nice try. No, it was on a...
Aw...
never mind. Moving on, security news. There's yet another list of lame most used passwords has come out. Are you ready for the list? It'll fill up a bit of the programme.
It's good to see whether it's updated from the 80s.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Fair enough, yeah. So we ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Password. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Sunshine. QWERTY. I love you. Princess. Admin. Welcome. 666. 666. ABC. 1, 2, 3. Football. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Monkey. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. %$. the tilde people. Oh, no.
Hat.
Yeah. So, any of those we recognise? Admin, I think, is...
Admin and password are still being used.
Yeah.
I can see you're not allowed four-letter passwords. That's what I've learned.
Mm.
Oh,
three.
That's a lot of mine are.
Three-letter word passwords. You know, the 1980s or 90s, the most used is God.
Oh, yeah, well...
And sex.
It's almost as if you've looked forward in the script.
No, this is from...
I know. It's true. But also, if your password is any of those things, by the way, out there, change it. Pro tip.
It's very interesting.
Just add 1, 2, 3 at the end, obviously.
An extra 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. If it's one of those, just put another 1, 2, 3 at the end. Yeah. Nobody will ever guess.
Princess.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
It would spoil 666.
Yeah, but that's the surprise.
I think it's interesting because you can see families are using, digital stuff. Because look at the passwords here. Princess, yeah. Sunshine, football, I love you, monkey. These are
sunshine.
Totally different from the passwords in the 80s, where it's a bit more, you know, sysadmins.
Anyway, on the subject of God, German politicians had a nasty surprise over the new year when their personal deets got splurged like an advent calendar on the Twitters. And the user was called God.
Really?
Yeah, with a zero.
Ah.
Here's the funny thing. God's got nicked and has confessed.
I always knew that would happen.
Well, it's about time.
Ah, dear. But, yeah, like there's plenty of mirror sites now with like, if you want Angela Merkel's, like, phone number.
Pretty sure it's been...
Because she'll have retired, you know. And
right.
She'll need people to ring her up and
remind
keep
her
the company.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
What's next?
On the subject of people, Julian Assange. Spare a thought for him. Unless you've been hidden in an embassy wiring cupboard, you'll know that he's been hidden in an embassy wiring cupboard. Except that's defamatory, because he's been a bit fretful since they took his internets away a couple of months ago.
Oh, no.
And he's done a press release about all the things that you can't say about him because they are false and defamatory. And there's literally like a couple of hundred of these things. So it's things like, it is false and defamatory to suggest that Julian Assange has ever played soccer or used a skateboard during weekdays or office hours at the embassy.
Oh, I hate it when people say that about me.
It's awful.
Don't you?
Yeah. As if I'd be caught playing soccer. Footy, not soccer. And apparently it's false and defamatory to say that he bleaches his hair.
Doesn't
it's
he?
False and defamatory to suggest that he's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood or an anarchist or far left or far right or a racist or an anti-Semite or misogynist or sexist or a rapist or a murderer or a communist. Or stinks.
Okay, I need to know, how long is this list?
It's several hundred. Literally, wow. Version 1.2 was several hundred. Version 1.3 cut it down a bit. It's false and defamatory to suggest that he lives or ever lived in a basement cupboard or under the stairs. It's false
but
and defamatory.
But you just did that.
Yeah, well.
You did that. You can see his point. You just did it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I figure he's not going to come out and serve. And plus, this show is like, nobody takes this show seriously. It's satire, isn't it?
It's not supposed to, yeah.
It's false and defamatory to say that the embassy has ever suggested he should clean up his act on the hygiene front.
Wow.
It's false and defamatory to say that he has ever neglected his cat or that his mother was or is a hippie. It's false and defamatory to say that he's a hacker.
Your mother is a hippie and your father smells of elder bells.
And it is false and defamatory to suggest that Julian Assange's profession is computer programmer.
Oh, no. Dear. What does he do then? I don't know.
Well, he does lists.
He makes lists.
Mostly.
Yeah. He makes lists?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, is that a job?
Okay, so not really. Is this really... Are you sure it's not a bucket list?
It might be, except that it involves things like being charged with any offence by the British or American government.
Well, that's a tick. He's done that, so...
No, he hasn't. No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Bucket list sorted. No. Right.
It is false and defamatory to suggest that he has ever breached his bail, jumped bail, absconded, fled an arrest warrant, or has ever been charged with such at any time.
Well, I'm
strange.
Happy he's had so much time to do this.
Never mind.
This is what happens when you take the internet off of people. They come
they
up with
lists.
Defamatory lists.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So what's new? Oh, have we checked our Bitcoin stock
it's
yet?
It's still at zero.
Aww.
Yeah, still at zero.
It's been at zero for a while now.
Right.
Worried it might go negative soon.
Is it? Anything in a cryptocurrency news?
funny you should mention that. Ethereum Classic has had nearly $500,000 nicked.
Ooh.
Somebody managed to pull off a 51% attack, which is where somebody like basically takes over control of the blockchain. Normally there should be so many different people, mm-hmm. all with a stake in
right.
truth on the blockchain, that you shouldn't be able to say, right, I'm 51% of the people around here, and I reckon that these Bitcoin haven't been spent yet.
Yikes.
And that's what happened over Crismo.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, a big currency. The reason you can do that is because it's a tiny,
tiny currency.
This is the problem, though, isn't it? That something starts up, and then after a while people lose interest and wander off, and hey presto, 51% attack, profit.
This is just like the game servers, you know? A new game, you come in, lots
full of people.
Yeah.
Everyone says hello,
Pokemon
everyone likes you.
Go.
Yes. And then suddenly, no one's interested.
All that's left, the puddles have dried up. The only people that are left are people who hate it there but can't leave for some reason. I don't know why they can't leave. But they're just there and they can't leave and they hate it and they tell you.
Every day.
Every day.
Mm.
So we ought to move on. Quickie, Russia's most advanced robot, Boris, turned out to be a man in a suit.
Potato in a suit? No. Could have been a man in a potato? No. There's definitely some potatoes in there.
Right. So yeah, how is there usually is when we do
a Russian thing?
No, not this time.
No potatoes, just a
maybe
man.
Our Boris will turn out to be a potato in a suit.
Could be. That's
so
the one.
What gave it away?
Potatoes.
No, Boris. What gave Boris potatoes. Away?
Mr. It's potato, the potato. Isn't it? Somebody put all that fluff on his head.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, on the subject of Brexit, British owners of EU domains have been advised to get a backup core.uk or .com or whatevs, because after Brexit, you're going to lose it.
Hooray!
Yeah, well. You are listening to BCB 106.6 FM. This is IT Stuff. Recent. Listener feedback said just last night,
"Oh,
I find some of your shows a bit too trivial." Fair enough.
Some.
Yeah.
The entire show.
We can't pull it off every month, can we? So our pods get cast into the outer darkness at itstuff.org.uk. Hint. Everybody, your next item here on IT Stuff is going to be Anniversary Corner.
Happy birthday!
So whose birthday is it this time?
It's the Hamster Dance, the first viral anything on the internet 20 years ago. Pretty much exactly. It got knocked up from recycled stuff. So she stole the sample,
right.
And she stole the hamster gif.
Right.
And she put them all together. This was Deirdre Lacart of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The original sample of the music was taken from a Disney 1973 Robin Hood cartoon, Speeded Up. Would you like to hear the original? Yeah, it even had the ha 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 on the end.
I totally recognise that.
Yeah, you'd think she'd have added the ha ha ha, wouldn't you? But no, she didn't even have that much creative input. Nevertheless, 31st December 1998, 600 views. They were having a little college competition to find out who's could make the most popular website by the 31st of December 98, and she won with 600 views.
Wow, that's amazing.
Everyone on the internet when I looked at that.
Well, not quite.
98, 600 people, yeah, everyone.
1 month later, end of January 1999, it was over 1 million.
Wow. So she went viral. She was the first viral meme.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's amazing.
Yep.
Sample culture.
This
YouTube poop.
It all started there. This is what happens when you speed up or slow down a sample. Would you like to hear what happens when you slow down a sample?
Yes.
If I build a steel wall rather than a concrete wall, it will actually be stronger than a concrete. Steel is stronger than concrete, okay? Steel is stronger than concrete. It will actually be stronger. Listen, if I build a wall, you can't really see through a concrete wall. Want to be able to see through the wall. A see-through wall, it's possible that it will look better. It will be a more beautiful wall than having a concrete wall. I think people will like that.
Oh,
go home, my. Donald, you're drunk.
Very good. Yes, that's
good,
a very
that
good
was
example.
Somebody on the Twitters, yeah, thank you, whoever you were. YouTube of the month.
Because YouTube is where the poop is.
Roll the YouTube.
We present a method for designing and fabricating kinetic characters made of metal wire. The straight wire deforms plastically at large displacements. By introducing spring-like templates along the wire, we can avoid plastic deformation, but how can we select an appropriate template? And what should the parameters be for that template? Selecting and optimizing templates is a discrete and highly non-convex problem. To navigate this complex design space, we first identify regions where the stiffness should change.
Disney Research, Disney. You tipped us off to this.
I did. Awesome. There is an entire YouTube channel of the things that goes behind Disney's magic. And a lot of it is very scientific. And, well, obviously, because you need to animations and lighting and all those interesting stuff.
You gotta make it work.
Yes, so there's lots of math and lots of physics and science. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, go to Disney Research Hub. So what you heard just now was basically how they make actual tangible wires in, you know, like Disneyland, to make sure that things look very lifelike. So fish look like they're swimming as if they're underwater, you know, how fish move. If you put just normal wires and you bend it, you can't actually get very exact, minute changes in your little animations. It just looks very stiff, and you can't have so much control. So with just adding tiny little, I don't know, what do? Tiny little bends in the wires.
It's memory wire that they call it, isn't it? It's that stuff that resets to a straight lump of wire when you heat it up enough.
Yeah. So it's very interesting how they go through so much research just to make a fish look like it's swimming in the sea. So, yeah.
I never dreamed that they'd do the computer modelling by starting with actual lumps of physical wire that deform realistically. It's great to watch. Thank you.
No worries. So, what's new at Wall of Stuff?
You're good at those jingles, aren't you?
Trying.
Somebody made a games console from an oscilloscope by converting the graphics to vector graphics.
That's just crazy.
Pretty amazing. It even got sound.
Yeah, I don't know how he does. Well, I suppose it's...
You go beep.
Yeah, it doesn't need much more than beep, does it? 80 mega 128 based.
Wow.
And that was on hackaday.com.
Yep.
Our favourite.
Mm-hmm.
And the other fun one that you tipped me off about was the research using a slime mould to solve the travelling salesman problem.
Yeah, that one's interesting.
Was that Dick that tipped us off about
that? Yeah,
that
was
one?
Me, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
So the amoeba, the travelling salesman problem is one of the biggest problems in computer science. It's basically you have to get from point A to point B in the fastest and most efficient path. So it's also called the pathway problems if you're doing games especially. Because if you're doing an enemy and you're playing with the enemy, you want to make sure the enemy knows how to get from point A to point B.
Oh, so right.
you can play with it really fast.
They didn't tell me about that at university.
Oh, really?
So yeah, no, well, it's like a smart games.
It's
yeah.
a hard one, that, though.
It's a very hard problem to solve. And most people, I think, use the solution called A*.
Oh, yeah, I remember doing algorithm A*. Yeah,
that one. So what did the single cell hint? So this organic thing actually solved it. What was the solution? Do you know?
They create some sort of crazy circular maze thing and arranged it so that dyed pieces of amoeba, that is dyed red and blue and green, sort of crawled up the fluty bits in this circular maze, and somehow I didn't get the rest of it.
Solve the problem. I mean, you can also do it with hamsters. You don't have to use amoebas. If you wanted to, you could just use hamsters.
Yeah, I've
it's
always
considered
liked
crueler,
more.
Though. So what? That crueler. It's cruel to use hamsters to solve the travelling salesman problem.
They like
that's you're better so off using moulds. Something closer to an actual travelling salesman.
Cruel, fair.
Well, I think it's a very interesting thing to solve. I mean, in computer games especially, you have games like horror games where how they solve it is to hear where you are. So if the enemy can hear where you are, then they can find you faster.
Oh.
So it's a different kind of, you know, so light, sound, or smell. So smell where you are, smell where you've been, so you leave a trail.
Well, that's more zombies, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Zombies can get
I've
to you
really
faster.
I've never really understood how if a zombie's made of rotting flesh, how they can smell you.
Your brains make a sound. I don't know. So there
we'll
you
find
go.
Out after Brexit, won't
oh.
we? So if I've got half the listenership turning off, we might as well mention local events. Code Dojo. BradfordCodeDojo.github.io still says December for the next one.
I think it's actually going to be on February.
February the.
Oh, that would explain
16th,
it.
I think.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Fine. In that case.
A lot of advance warning this
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Details in the next show, people. And we can't plug Badunkadunk because that's just gone.
You just missed it.
Yeah, just missed it. You'll just miss it by the next show as well.
Oh. We can go for the next one then.
Never mind. We're going to have to just ask Elon to go on home, really, aren't we? Because it's nearly the end of the show.
Oh, what did he do now, Elon?
He's been really concentrating on his day job. He's been telling everybody how his company is going to invent these brain implants that will remember everything you ever think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fuck police.
A bit squishy is that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Icky. And he's made a stainless steel Mars lander. As a publicity stunt, he's going to be hopping this stainless steel Mars rounder on three actual rockets. He's going to be hopping it around California.
You can tell he's nouveau rich, can't you? Because if he was real rich, he'd have made that out of gold and diamonds, bit of titanium.
Yeah.
Not stainless steel.
Is it strange that I keep thinking...
If he was a toddler, he'd have had a drone for Christmas and he could do the same thing up at Yeadon.
Yeah.
Mm, dear.
Get it, you know.
So he's going to be moving around in a colander. Is that what he's going to be doing?
It's not actually colander. It's actually a huge, I mean, vast bullet-shaped empty thing that in another 10 years is going to be full of the corpses of dead rich people who thought they could do a flip to Mars.
Supposedly supposed to replace the current NASA design, is that it? Or is it based on a current...
This is his crazy Mars thing.
Right.
You okay. know, his crazy Mars, like, doomed death wish
wow.
thing.
Well.
Wants to die on Mars. I say let him.
Yeah, pretty soon. So to end the show, let's play everybody out on Hamster Dance 2013, the Cuban Boys remix of their original 1999 hit. Goodbye.